says, Maishno, why is it different? Mehor the time is it was not like this. Shtei Noshim, you have two ladies, Shenisasku B'tziprechot. Two ladies were working with one bird, and they shechted there, there's blood coming out, dripping out from this bird. And V'yein B'yelikaseladam. Like out of this bird, only one seller's worth of dam came out from the bird. And what happens now, the nimtza kesela azu, when these two ladies finished working with the bird that day, when they both took off their dress, each one found the seller's worth of blood on their dress. So now, true, one seller came from the bird, but the other seller came from one of these ladies that are real tumas nida. So we have a suffix, now one of these two ladies have a tumas nida on her. Like one of these two ladies saw her own dam nida. So lochrish tame to me, as we say both of them are tame. So Gresh says, how come over here we say both of them are tame, and before we say only the second one is tame, not the first one? The third is the question, what's the sushtel? Like before, the first one says she checked it out, so she has a right to say it came from the second one. But over here we do not know, neither of them checked her out, so we don't know which one saw her dam nida, which one saw from the tzipor. So that's why they're both tame in a suffix. Let's tell you something, the avimini was Marish Nisaska B'tzipa Zuachzu, where they worked on the bird one after another. So really, after the first one finished, if she would ask the shallow then, she would have been Torah. So the swear to say more that the first one is Torah, the second one is Tomei. And still we say, no, both of them are Tomeis. So by our case also, we should say both are Tomei. So Marish says, no, Sani Hostam, over there it's different. Deikas Teli Yisera. Our cold pronoun is an extra seller's worth of blood. Like they were working with the bird that only gave off one seller's worth of blood. And they found that each one found the seller's worth on the dress. So for sure, like we said, there's dam nidus here. And we don't know which one saw the dam nidus. We have no reason to say one saw more than the other. That's why we have to say both of them are tame. Mashenkin before, the other cases we believe her when she says she checked her dress after she took it off and she did not find any dam. Therefore we say she is tahara. Tana Rabbanan, learn like this. What's going to be Lovsha Shloisha Chalukas? Anisha wore three dresses or three underwears, one on top of another. Shloisha Chalukas Habdukas Lo. And she checked them all out before she put them on. So it's like this. In Yechola Litloi, if she has a reason to say that the dam did not come from her, but came from someplace else, so then Tayla Bafila Batachtan, even though she only finds the dam on the under dress or the under underwear, still, we said the dam came from that tzipa, from the, let's say, shuksha tabochim, came from the butcher, from the slaughtering, and not from her. What's going to be ein yuchel litlis? That says she has no other place to say the dam came from, but from her. Then ein atoila, she's not telling any place else, afilu bialyon, even though she only finds the blood on the outer dress. Still, we could say that maybe the dam came out from her, and the other two dresses, like, were folded over, and therefore the dam came out on the outer one. So Mar says, Ketzer, what's the case talking about? Ovra b'shuk shatabach. Mar says she walked through a street where the butcher's shecht over there. So then, Taylor, so there is blood flying around there. So she has a right to say, Mustama, this blood she finds on her clothing now is not from herself, but from the butcher, from the slaughtering. And afilu b'tachton, even though she only finds the dam on the under one. Because again, we could say when that drop of dam came flying from the shchita, could be a top two clothing like folded or moved on the side, and therefore that drop landed on the inner underwear that she's wearing. What's going to be the layover b'shuk shatavakim? She was not passing through a street where they have blood flying around there. Then after you ain't a tell, even though she only finds the dam on the outer dress, still we have to say the dam came from her. If it came from her, why don't we find it on the inner? So it could be, again, the inner and the middle one was like folded over, it missed it. So if a dam came out and only landed on the outer dress, therefore, she is Temeya. Now the Mishnah says, by Ksamim v'toylo b'choldo v'shiyachod litleis. Anything that she could say that maybe the dam came from, so she did not have to say it came from her, but it came from someplace else, she has a right to be told to say maybe it came from there, and should be Torah. Like examples are, let's say, Shochta Behemah Chai V'yayf. She was near the place where they were shechting a behemoth or Chai V'yayf. So that has dam flying around, and she was near there, and then she finds dam on the clothing. She has the right to say, some of the dam was from that and not from her. What's going to be Nisaska D'Ksavim? She was working and cleaning the garden that has dam on it, Ksamim. So we can say that dam went on her clothing and not her own dam. or else Oisha Yoshua, she was sitting down Bitsat Vasukum Ben. She was sitting down next to a friend, and a friend was working with this dam, with this blood, with clothing that has blood on it. So also, she has a right to say, maybe that dam fell on her clothing. It's not her own dam. She's not needed. She's tor. What's going to be Hor Gromacholis? She was like killing ants. Hareza Toluba, she has a right to say that if she finds dam now on her clothing, Mistomas the dam from those ants that she was killing. At Kamatola, how big of a stain that she found on her clothing, and she could still say that stain comes from the dam acholus. So Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus say ma'ad kegris shall pull. Kegris is like a half of a bean, a half of a gris shall pull. That's how much she could tell you the dam came from the acholus. But if she finds more than that, then we say no, she's tamei, it's her own dam nidus, is not the dam of acholus. Now this kegris shall pull, that's the half of the size of a bean. Some say the size of a dime, and some say it's the size of a nickel. Now, then it says, Vaita, like the Chum saying, Viafa Pishle Horga, even though she was not killing Macholas, but just dam, she finds dam on her clothing, she has a right to say that if the size of the dam is the size of a gris or less, that it's not her dam dam nidus, but it's dam of a Macholas, it's dam of an ant that was crushed there, and the dam got on her clothing. That's what we pass on Alocha. Every time she finds a kestim, if the shear is less than the size of the gris v'yayid, we have a right to say that dam macholis is not dam coming out from her own body, even though she was not oisik in killing these macholis, these ants. Now, v'toyla bibino oy bebailes, says she has a son that has a wound and he's bleeding, and then she finds dam on her own clothing. She has a right to say that dam came from a child. Oy bebailes, say her husband was bleeding. So she has the right to say that dam she finds in her clothing comes from her husband. Im yesh bo mak, let's say she has a wound on her own body. Vi yecholo lahaglo, even though the wound right now healed up, there's a scab on top of it. But if that scab could come off, holoitzi dam would rub on something, the scab could still come off and blood would come out from it. Ha raised the toilet again, she has the right to say that she finds dam on her clothing, misoma the dam came from that marker. Meister, once happened a case like this, the shach is of one lady. She bore a Rabbi Kiva, she came in front of Rabbi Kiva. Omrullah, she said to him, Reisi kestem, I found a kestem. Omaloi, so he said to her, Shema maka hoisa b'chol, maybe you had a wound on your body. Omrullah, hein, yes, I had a wound yesterday, 2 days ago, but the hoisa, but it healed up, there's a scab on top of the wound now, it's not bleeding now. Oh my Lord, so he said to her, but Shem Yechel Igola, maybe that scab could come off, and the Lohitzi Dam, new Dam could come out now. Omer Lohen, she said, yes, maybe it could be, it's possible, that could happen to it. So Loch Riz, then the Bekiva Pasen, Nishno Tahirom, that she's Taka Tor. Because, that's also something could be totally the Dam, therefore she's Tor. So now, Utsar Rav Kiva, Kiva Pasen, she's Tor. Ro Talmid of Mestak, Kiva saw the way his own Tamidim were staring at one another. In other words, they were astonished, they were wondered about that psak. Omalem, so the Kiva said back to them, what's so hard in your eyes? The Chomim like did not say that didn't kesson to be machmir, but to be mekel, meaning to say that midiraisok somim is tor. It's only Chomim midirabonah that were machmir to say somim is tamei. And therefore, anything could be totally in the Gola Kula. If it will be a Sophic in the Rai Savad, you have to be Machmir. But since it's only a Sophic in the Rabbonin, therefore we go Gola Kula. Why is it only in the Rabbonin? Shinema, because the Postlik says, the Isha Kesiya Zova Dam. If an Isha sees Dam flowing out, Yia Zova Bipsoras, to flow out of a body. So we darshin Dam Volaikesim. It has to be dam and not a kesem. Only a dam is tummy midiraisa, but not the loch of a kesem. So it doesn't say clearly what the pshat of Kiva is. Some achwanim learned the pshat from Kiva is it's a special zeres kasevia that if she has a suffix, whether the dam came out from a body or not, the Torah says she's tor. By dam, we say only dam. Dika, the dam should have been moshech long, lengthwise, not in a circle. So as Mormon Starvada said, there was a machalus and ant there that got crushed overnight in the dam machalus. Moshuk, let's say she finds the dam on his cloth to be long. Moshuk then taketame, There's more mistava. The dam was there. Bishasta bedika and she saw me. Tivri Reb Lezer said. These are words of Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik. Now the Gemara says Tanin the Lord of Tanur Boy learned like this in a brisa that Maisa once happened. The Toler Reb Kiva the killer. Tanisha found some dam on her. And Kiva was told that since that day she was laced with a killer, some red paint like, to say that the dam on her clothing came from that. Also, we go to Kula. And the Rebbe told her, Besraf Shikma, also a type of a sraf that comes out of a Shikma bush, that's also red stuff, the same thing. She was lacing it, that's during the daytime. And at night, when she found the clothing to have dam on it, she said that she's tore, Miss Tommy, was that stuff that she was lacing for daytime, that's what's now on the clothing and not dam neither. Oishi Yoshua, the Mishnah says, Oishi Yoshua was sitting next to somebody that was Isaac. So Yoshua in Le Yoshua, because she was sitting next to somebody that was working with them. But if she did not sit down, then she's Tommy. So Tanini, we learned a lot of Tanini, we learned in the Braisa. All Rabbi Shuksha Tabakh, the Isha herself walked through the street where there was blood flying around from the butchers. So then, suffered nitzaleh, suffered nitzaleh. Even though she did not see the blood flying, the clothing was only doubtful. Still, Taylor at night time when she finds blood on the clothing, she has the right to say that blood came from the spritzing of the dam. But what's going to be suffered over suffered? It's only doubtful whether she went through the street or not. Suffered over suffered over. Then take it to Menachnami. Then take it. We say she's tamei. Because we don't know for sure she went through the street. That's like a snake faker. Then we have to be machmir to say that she's tamei. Here was only because she was vada, sat down next to these people. But if she doesn't know that she sat down next to them, she only has a doubt, then she'll be tamei. Then the Mishnah says, Hogos, that the Chmina thing that says, Hogos, machos, if she was killing these ants. So Deek is, according to him, Hogos, and only because she was killing the ants, then she can be told of the dam she finds in the dam macholis. Or loy hoga, she did not kill the ants. Loy, she cannot be totally, the spots on the clothing come from ants. If so, masnis, who's the Mishnah go like? If Shimon Gamlili, the Tanya would learn like this. Horga toila, if she's killing ants, then she can be told the spot of dam came from the ants. Loy hoga, if she's not killing ants, and if she can't be told, it came from the, if she can't be told. Different from Shimon Gamlili, that's what he holds. However, the Chachomim say no, Benkach or Benkach Toilo, whether she's killing ants or whether she's not killing ants, if she finds a spot of dam on her underwear and it's less than the size of a grist that we had before, grist v'yoid, she's taket tor, we have right to say that dam was from dam achilas, from ants. They got crushed, they got killed there. Now, Omer Shimon Gamlili says like this, Lidvaray and Kaints, according to my time, that we're not totally, if she doesn't kill, there's no end, means all Nashim come out to have tumas neither on them. But Divri Chaver, according to Chomim, ain't safe, like Nish come out is never tame. Because the Chom did not say Yeshir Mashman, no matter how big the stain is, he could always be told the Dam comes from Dam Macholis. So what he meant to say was like this. Lidvor, according to my words, ain't Kate, that there's no end, every Isha's tame. Shein Lecho Isha, Shatur Labailo, never be an Isha's Tur Labailo. Shein Lecho Komito Miti, Shein Bo Kamatipe Dam Macholis. That every bed, every sheet she uses when she sleeps on it, most probably there are a lot of ants there. When she turns over, she kills them. So she'll always find dam on her underwear or on her sheet. And since, according to him, he cannot be told unless she knows she killed them. So if she does not know she killed them, she'll be tamei. So every sheet, she'll always be tamei labailo, like it's tuchumra. And the divrei chaver, according to Chum's words, ain't safe, there's no end, they make it too much. Shame lecho isha, shame tor labailo. Never be an isha, it's not tor labailo. Shein lecho kosad and mesad and shein bakama tipe dam. That every single sheet has like a lot of spots of blood, and the lowi say she's tor because according to Chomim, even though she does not know she killed the macholis, you tell her that the dam comes from macholis. Meaning, and according to Chomim, they did not say yeshir. So no matter how much blood you find, you tell her it came from the macholis. So like this, should never be tamei. She'll never have a tumas kesem. She always have a right to say it's always dam macholis, no matter how much dam you find there. So like saying, like both of them are not really good pshatim. Avol, but this is what Rav Shimon Gamliel saying that Niran Divrei B'Chanina B'Atiknis likes the words of B'Chanina B'Atiknis Midvarai rather than his words, or Midvarayim rather than the words of Chomim. Shoyoyim, he used to say like this: Ad Kamehi Toila. How big is the stain on the clothing that we still say maybe came from Dam Acholis? Ad Kegrisha Pul. Only if the stain is up until the size of half the size of a bean. But if it's more than that, then we say it's not damachos, it's dam nida. If it's less than this or this year, then we say it's damachos and she's tor. Well, the dvar of Arnumaitim, according to them, I like, he agrees to the words of Rechlina ben Atignas. Now, the Gemara said, though, the Rabbonin, though, the Amri toila at Kam, how long are they toila? That Chom did not say the shear of a kigris. So, how much? Because Amri Stavr is say, even if there's a pint of blood that you're not going to be told it came from Acholus. So, Mora says, Eirich Hanan, Yom Nach Rabbi Yitzchok, toila be pishbush. They meant to say, if you're told in a bigger amount of blood, a pishbush looks like a cockroach. How much dam that would give off. And the Yadka termis, even the size of a termis, that's another ant-like, another big one, so that size of dam. The kids, even according to them, it has to be the amount of dam that could come out from these big insects. But if not, then we'll have to say she's Temeya. Now, Tana Ben Lama, this Pishpurze, this like cockroach that we say, Orka Karach, which you know, it's like a square, it's long and wide, the same shear. And also, the time of Karach, the taste is something like a smell. Because it has a very strong smell, you could smell it, you can know you're eating it like. Bris Krusaloi, and this is a Kabbalah like, that Shekola Mudaloi, whoever rubs it, is Mariach, but you could smell it. That's about this Pishpurze, this big insect here. So now, Orko Koroch, that we say it's wide, like it's length, linyik samim. To know if you find a blood spot, like a square, a big one, we could say, she's tall, it came from this pishpush. And that we say now, time the Koroch, that it smells, very of a strong smell, like a taste. Linyin truma, nageyetz wakoyin, nasidin truma. The tznam, read like this. Oyshe toyim tam pishpush bepiv. If the koyin was eating truma, and he has a taste now of this pishpush, this insect, this sheretz, the kids of Yen, he's coming. So again, so this kohen feels that he's eating this pishbush, so raise the yiflut. He should spill out the truma that he's eating. Because if he ate this pishbush, like he touched the sheretz, he's tummy. So he's tummy, he's not allowed to eat truma, he has to spit out the truma. But the question is, though, minoy yod, how does he know to say that he ate this pishbush? So time me kerecha, because the pshat is, it smells very bad, like it's tam. So therefore, he ate it. The Gemara asks questions. Be a kati still minu yod. How does he know this? So the answer is bris krusa, like a kabbalah loy shekola mulah. Whoever just rubs it, mariach, but you come to smell it. So the kid says, since you're smelling it right now, the pshat is you touched it. So therefore, if you have the smell now, you know for sure you touched this pishpush, the sheretz, and therefore you tummy. So that's this halacha. If you smell it, you know it came because you touched it. Therefore, you'll be tummy. So if you're eating truma, you have to spit out the truma. Omer Rashi, Rashi says, Ir Shiesh Bachazer Masidah, that has a lot of pigs around there, and Choshen Ksamin, Anisha that finds blood on the clothing, does not have to say she's Tamei. Rather, she could say the dam comes from the pigs, because the pigs eat Shrotzim like, and spit it out, and there's always blood flying around from them. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Vod the Dukris, the city Dukris, Ki Ir Shiesh Bachazer Dam, it's also a city that has, pigs around. Rashi says there are tavochim harbor there. There are a lot of butchers there, and a lot of junkyards there. There's also always blood flying around there. So when Isha lives around there, walks through those streets, and she finds blood on her clothing, she has the right to say she's tor, and the blood came from this from those makamis. But from this blood that was flying around. But I call upon Malachu, we hold that Isha has the right to be totally a blood stain in a macholis. But only if the size of a kagris, up until the size of a kagris v'yoid. More than that, we said that it's dam nidus. We're not telling a pishpush or a turmis. Unless she knows for sure that she killed the turmis, then she can be telling you that, and it's not worse, she's asking anything else. But if she does not know for sure she killed the turmis, then she finds a blood stain, if it's more than a nickel, more than a penny, then we say she's temeya. Now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Atkam yitaylo, so the size of a kagris, shopol. So a question like this, Omarav Huna Kagris Ainatola. She finds the size of a gris, this is far the half of a bean, then she's Tame. Pochus migris, she finds less than that shear, then told when she's tall, she has right to say came from the Macholas. That's what Rav Huna holds, the Khumra. Rav Chizda Amuna Kagris Taylo. If she finds the size of a gris, still she's tall, she has right to say came from the Macholas. Yes, the Migris Ainatola, she finds the size more than a gris, then Taka she's tall, then Taka Ainatola. So, according to Shal, she finds the size of a grist, is she still tor, or is she tummy ready? That's the Machlokes Rapunu Nechizda. Halacha, we go Lekul to Sesh is only Tom if she finds the size of the Kegris Vioid. But the size of the Kegris alone, she's still Tor. Again, the Shalom, it's a penny nickel, some say the size of a penny, and that's when she's Tor. Laima, let's say the Gemara says this Machlokes totally Biad Viyad Bechlokem Mifugu. The Mishnah says, Ad Kegris, is the Gris included or not? For Avunah Sov, when it says Ad, it means Veloyad Bechlal, only up until the Gris. But not a gris itself. A gris itself is tamei. For the chizah sofer, no. When it says ad to gris, it means v'yad bechlal. A gris also is tor. Only she finds more than a gris, then she's tamei. Yeah. Mar says back no. Omalach rafuna. Ika ad v'yad bechlal. It's not totally all over. Sometimes ad v'yad is taka bechlal. V'ika yad v'yad lo yad bechlal. The pshat is v'och lechumra, v'och lechumra. Every time you go lechumra. Because the always says you always go lechumra. Here we say ad v'lo yad b'chlal. It can only be totally ad k'gris. But if she finds the size of the gris, then she'll be tamei. Rav Chisda amalach no b'yam olav could be amalach l'chumra amrinan l'kula l'amrinan. Usually talk I'm asking you go l'chumra not l'kula. But v'hok over here by k'salim I go l'kula. K'ner abavua. The Yom Ravavua kol shira chachom lahachnir. All of you chachom are usually machnir. Chutz mi kegris shaksam. Chutz from this shira gris shaksamim lo'akil. Here it's a kula. In other words, the whole yisod of ksam is only midi rabbanin. Midi raisha she's tor. She didn't see it. She didn't feel it. Midi raisha she's tor. So this is only midi rabbanin. Here the rabbanin will make her to say, if you have the size of a kegris, still she's tor. Only kegris v'yoid is tamei. That's how we pass on halacha. Ika diamlo sansa lo shmati vape nasha by itself. Rafun ra meka gris is kiyesa ka gris. And she's tamei. Rav chizdom na ka gris is kapochas ma gris and she's tor. O ka miflagi vi ad vi ad dohocha. Only over here, like the Kremlin we just said before, the special malaika sovia by ksamim, that here Rafun says we go to kula by ksamim. Therefore here she's only tamei if she finds the size of a shear of dam of kegris v'oid, more than a gris, then she's tamei. But she finds the size of a gris of dam on a begodim, then we'll tell the kula to say it was dam amacholus. Again, the ma'isa, some say it's the size of a penny. If you find the size of a penny, more than a penny, then it's a shayla. Some say it's a nickel, but less than a penny for sure, she would be tahor. Or she finds it on her kesem, on the clothing. Alright, we'll stop here. That's the medallah on top. Again, the last shayla was that the Mishnah says you could be totally a kesem in a macholis at the size of a gris. So shayla was, if you have the size of a gris, is that tumli? Is that still Torah? So the only tumli, we are the locha kegris, viyoy, the drop more than a gris. So Mesa have a question like